Okay, all right, here we go. Okay, let's take some deep breaths together. Reduce all tension in your body. As best you can, just release. Relax your whole body. And straighten your spine and pay attention to the breath in the abdomen, the movement of the belly rising and falling. And then feel your whole body at once. Notice any area in the body that is pulling your attention. Go to that area. And just feel into it. Let go of any resistance you might have to this area. Let it be as it is. And then notice that there is an observer of this physical or emotional phenomenon. Get in touch with that observer. The observer is the I am. So get in touch with the I am observer. Notice that there's a relationship between the I am observer and the object of its observation, that area in the body that is drawing your attention. And let this area in the body dissolve if it wants to dissolve. And then bring your attention fully to the I am observer. Merge with it completely. Become it. Rest in it as it. We fully rest as the I am observer. Maintaining our focus on the wholeness. Thoughts will subside. And disappear completely so that there is just the I am observer. No more subject and object, just wholeness. Let go and rest as this wholeness. within the wholeness, everything is included. Yet nothing needs to be done. All is complete. Nothing is lacking anything. If there are sensations or thoughts arising, include them in this wholeness. And they will become absorbed in the One and disappear. As you abide in wholeness, all appearances dissipate and vanish. maintaining this wholeness, go to the center of your chest and open up that area and let the energy flow outward. Love of the Divine Self is known as bhakti. Jnana, or wisdom, is nothing without bhakti. Just dry knowledge . Wisdom, real wisdom, includes bhakti. So remain as wholeness while staying open . Letting the energy flow out of the chest. In all directions. Stay with it. Do not let your attention wander outside. Stay within and rest. No effort whatsoever. Can you let go completely into it? you need to anchor 25% of your attention on the breath and the belly, this may help you stay present and alert. Whatever sounds are coming in from outside, include those within the hole. There is nothing outside of the hole. It encompasses everything. And because of this, there is no resistance to phenomena, to appearances, or to points of view. The wholeness is perfectly present, precise, makes no effort to be so. Awareness has always been whole and complete. And always will be. And there is nothing outside of it. We are only becoming less distracted by the appearances within it, letting go of those appearances. We wake up to it. awareness has a frequency to it. It has a resonance. Find this resonance and remain in it. Feel the bliss of it. The spacious quality. fingers and toes, and come back into the room. Open your eyes. Thank God for yippie dogs. It's such good practice.
Those girls were at mine yesterday.
Were they?
Yeah, so it's like they're traveling in time at some
I was thinking about how we project our reality, how the mind projects reality, but that it's like a radio station where we tune into a certain frequency and we get the result of that. We get the songs of that radio station. And they usually play the same songs over and over and over again. Or a lot of the same songs, sometimes not. But then we can, there's all these other radio stations that we're not tuned into. We can only tune into one station at a time. Or we can just turn the radio off completely and tune into the silence where nothing is being created. And we do this every night when we go into deep sleep. The radio shuts off. And nothing is being created. There's no world anymore in deep sleep. Yet we're still here. We're still present. Then in the morning, hopefully, we regain this, what we call consciousness, And then the stories start back up. And we tune into that radio station again. And this is why sometimes it seems like we're in the Groundhog Day movie where everything's happening over and over and over again. With the same songs. And if we want to play different songs, we have to tune in to another frequency. And this just comes with practice. We already know how to do it. And yet this still doesn't solve the problem of dissatisfaction with what's being played, with resistance and suffering, disenchantment. The only way to solve that problem is to turn off the radio altogether. Let the songs dissipate and listen to the silence, the empty space. This is the only solution. To suffering. This is the only true happiness that exists. Because we are that. One way to get instant relief from an emotion or negative thought pattern, if we want that, is very simple and can be learned relatively easily. So it goes like this. I have an angry thought. And I simply become aware that I am having an angry thought. Then I very simply ask, who is feeling angry? Or to whom is this anger? The answer might come as me. I am angry. I am feeling angry. The anger is coming to me. Then I simply ask, well then, who am I? In order for an emotion like anger to exist, there must be an assumption about an I having an experience. This I is what's known as the personal identity. There must be this assumption that there is an I experiencing something, rejecting something or wanting to move toward it. And when this I that is assumed is put into question, whatever the experience of that I is, vanishes along with the I. This is a very simple and easy way to see through any strong emotion or any thought. While simultaneously moving towards what you are. Is simply letting go of the thing that is the root of the suffering, of the strong emotion or of the thought or of the sensation. This can also be done with pain in the body. So if you're not already doing this, it might be worth trying. Because it will work if you do it. And when you get used to doing it, you will realize how simple it is. And how rapid it works. Who